In 2012, the Crack Senators podcast unit sent its final broadcast over the internet airwaves. These men retired from what was known as the Sens Underground and now live as ordinary fans in the Ottawa region. Still admired by their fans, they now survive as fond memories of hockey talk and laughter. Rising up from this underground movement, a new wave of call-ups have banded together to accept the torch and continue the good fight. If you're looking for a podcast, if you think you can handle them, and if you know where to download it, maybe...
Yeah, we get it. The Sens call-ups. Look, it's summertime, and we're waiting for the hockey season to start, and at the same time, we want to enjoy our summers. But we had this thought. Did you know that at the end of most Sens call-ups episodes, there's bonus material, usually after the outro music? So the thought crossed our mind, hey, what if we took all that bonus material and put it into a single kind of hidden track episode? We're not going to really talk about it much. We're not going to really promote it because, quite frankly, it's a bunch of silly cheese. And that about sums it up. So the story behind the hidden track. Basically, the three of us, Pan, Canuck, and Cardinal, we arrive, we're setting up, we're checking levels, making sure the microphones are working, etc., but the microphones are on. And occasionally we pick up some funny banter, and I'll save it, because it might be funny to just put at the end for a laugh. Sometimes that's where we get the material. Sometimes it's a random song that's been given to us. Sometimes it's Crazy Ivan Puddle Duck, Cardinal and Pan caught in traffic heading to the Canadian Tire Center and just decided to hit record. So whatever it is, you're about to hear all of the bonus material from the last three seasons put into one hidden episode. It probably won't stay on our website, so enjoy it while it lasts. Here we go.
You remember remember forums when the underground was still going? The guys would go on and go, Kessel, and it was basically, Kessel was substituted for wherever you did it. It's like, oh, I just Kesseled myself.
We should call up and order a pizza in that.
I can't. I want pepperoni! And... cheese! Well done on top! Yeah, go for it. I think I need to not drink when I do this. I think I work better when I'm not drinking.
That's great. It's like I'd love to go to Sweden sometime. And see, that's one of the places that I want to go and visit. So she's at the computer and she's like Googling Stockholm. And she's like, yeah, and she's not the brightest girl either. But and she's like, yeah, it's like apparently everyone there is blonde. It's really interesting. It's like, yeah, most of them are, unless like, you might have some people from Norway that be redheads. So she goes back to Google. Yeah. She goes back into Google, and she types in Swedish girls.
Oh, no.
Don't search Swedish girls at work.
If you'd like to keep your job, don't hit search.
Say this don't is not search. Something to Google image, right? Oh, that was funny. I am looking for the picture of...
There it is. There it is. There it is.
Nice. That's good. That's good.
Yes. Someone's getting all bitterman over that.
It's the worst.
You laughed when it happened.
And I just banged Google because of it. He's on fire. NHL, Mr. O'Rourke, can you explain how you blew that call in the Sens game last night? O'Rourke? Because Carlson dove.
That's brilliant.
Retweet and favorite. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's well brought up.
I'm not saying I'm not looking forward to this. This is going to be fun, but...
That's the worst goddamn feeling.
We didn't even start yet, and I got snappy.
What makes you think I haven't hit record already?
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad. How come you're not familiar with my voice? You weren't a Sens Underground fan before?
Well, you know, when you're stuck
in the United States.
God, there's five of us on this call now? Neat.
Yes.
Wow, you are the math guy.
Solid. That's awesome.
That's going to be the ending clip, isn't it? Why is there a French version to this?
Exactly. That's your favorite.
Oh, hi there. I'm Eugene from the New Canadian Tire Center in Kanata, Ontario. I'd like to tell you about the new specials we have coming in for the new season. You'll be happy to know that we have the usual Phillips screwdrivers on sale, as well as the new Mastercraft Kevlar socks that everyone should wear, especially on the mean streets of Pittsburgh. Wait, what? Not Pittsburgh anymore. Well, what? Minnesota? Minnesota. Wild. We also have special pricing on yard cleanup tools for the fall, giving you everything you're going to need to keep those awful, filthy, and annoying leaves out of your yard. Also, check out the new array of PK pylons and slug salt, all available at the center. Come on in and have a look around. We have ample parking and are located a mere 87 kilometers from downtown Ottawa. Come on in to the Canadian Tire Center, where you can give like tourists, save like Andy.
Yeah. Lock your doors. It ain't safe no more. Check it. Yeah. We the Southside crew, man. We kicking up dust. Rolling through your block. You want to ride with us? So come ride with us. Come ride with us. Put your money on us, honey. If you can, it's a must. Rolling like a pack of wolves going to dust. So move out the way or come ride with us. Yeah.
Need a new captain? Canadian Tire Center's got it.
Yeah. Lock your doors. It ain't safe no more.
Peas.
Well, I'm all,
sibilance.
I was all the way over here. Now I'm over here. Now I'm over here. Now I'm over here.
Near.
Near. Far. Near. Near. Far.
I'm glad to see that somebody got that reference.
I got it.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. I worry sometimes that my references aren't caught.
The server at the Erwin Loon last night actually walked over to me and said, "So, what do you think about it?" Because I know you'll actually, you know, she was giving me the, you know, because I know you'll give me a decent answer out of this. I'm like, what, does my reputation precede me? Crap. I drink too much beer, apparently. Oh, well. I don't think that's possible.
And your answer was?
It was a really cool, snapping. Yeah, I knew that was happening. I knew that was happening. That's like, as soon as I said two words, that's why I said two words and stopped, because I knew you were going to do that. I've learned your cadence, sir. I have learned your cadence.
Hi, this is Troy Rakowski, and you're listening to the Sens Call-Ups.
Awesome. Thanks.
What'd you say to him? I didn't hear that. What'd you say to him?
What's that?
What'd you say to him?
He said, "Oh yeah, Chinese."
Oh yeah, Chinese.
With the door, and your door was open because you were telling him about the truck. Panda shows. Oh yeah, Chinese.
The kids, they checked all their doors. Why is the light still on? The trunk is open.
Why the car still beeping?
Why you Bing?
You why for you Bing? Why you not Bing harder?
Oh my God. Because of Kali and Ka.
Everybody's racist.
Why you not Bing harder?
Oh. And I just caught everybody off. I was re-listening to the last episode. We do this in Canuck a lot. He'll say something, it's hilarious, and we just keep going.
him say something funny while I listened to the episode. I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't hear that.
It's great. Because the two of us just keep going. It's like he's interrupting us. And like we just ignore him and go on.
But hey, I guess we're entertaining, so that's all right.
Trying to rein in the sanity, but hey, what's the point?
It's free. It's a free podcast.
Free podcast. No refunds.
Okay? No refunds.
You want your money back?
What's your aim? Zylog. Sounds like some kind of underworld demon or something.
Funny.
My stomach hurts.
I haven't had an idiot drive like this in a long time.
You did it!
I just burped into the pop filter and the stench just came right back in my face. It's really gross.
I'm glad I hit record.
From Studio 65 of the Sens Underground Network, welcome to Season 2, Episode 11 of the Sens Call-Ups for Wednesday, November 28th, 2013. You can send email to podcast@senscallups.com. You can find us on Twitter and in the online forum. Online forums. Okay, try that one again.
Going.
You did it!
There's nothing like a typo to screw me up. I did it.
From Studio Artists.
That's solid right there.
Frodo, you must bring the ring to Mount Doom.
Are those the turkey ones from Costco?
They're not turkey, but they...
What echo? I don't hear an echo.
Try the turkey ones. They're amazing.
Turkey?
Turkey pepperettes? You'd think
they'll be a lot less.
Oh, weird.
You're going to stink after those.
All right. If you're going to eat those, I'm going to fart a lot.
Tin hat there.
The mask of Vulcan.
Bonus material.
I knew you were recording.
Yeah. Welcome all y'all to the Dallas Stars Texas Podcast. I'm Big C and I'm here with Texas Chad and Panda Bear. We're going to talk about the new player, Spezza.
Give it
a rest.
The hell?
Sipping whiskey, and we'll give you that. Tonight's episode of the Sens Call-Ups is brought to you by Tap 357 Maple Whiskey, now available at the Lick Boo.
Exactly right.
Oh,
Now you ready to start the show?
All right.
Oh.
Oh, there's a pineapple under the sea. Sorry.
I have no
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he.
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Apparently nautical nonsense is not something he wish.
I have no... Well, I recognize the concept of SpongeBob SquarePants, but I've never watched it.
One. They're just trying to find the one.
Yeah, on TV.
Uh huh. Oh, I know that I'm the right one for Brett Michaels. I know I am.
Mm-hmm. He's had more women than you've had hot dinners, sweetheart.
This John Gomeshi probably like a hot lunch too. I hope you're recording.
I got it.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Could be worse. There you go. It was first one of the night.
Drink!
Hey, of all the things I could say, that's pretty innocuous.
That actually came out in the forums, too.
Yes. Well, you put a trademark beside it, and then I repeated it with a trademark beside it, and TJ's like, oh, sure, now it's trademarked? Well, if it is, like, I can't take the trademark for it because I ripped it off from somebody else.
Yeah, it could be worse. You want to say your usual sentence there, Cardinal?
Now is the winter of our discontent made glorious summer by the son of York.
Sure.
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Oh, for God's sakes.
Now, this is a... this is a rye whiskey, isn't it?
Yeah, Canadian whiskey. Canadian whiskey. Well,
not all Canadian whiskey is made with rye. That's why you have to be careful.
I don't know.
Just this one is. I think I was reading the label that it is one. Okay. I haven't even tasted it yet, and I like it. It's got a ton of caramel. Wow, a ton of caramel.
Jagdor was a man. He was a dragon. He was a dragon man. But he was still Jagdor!
You have to do the
burninating the peasants. And go.
Quick, take a slug of whiskey. That'll be entertaining for the other two of us.
Oh,
good to go.
Crying. Free.
Easily amused you are.
It's hilarious. How do you think of doing this?
Some questions are better left unanswered, I think.
Oh, good Lord.
You're right.
Hoy.
Sense Call Up, episode 15, take 2.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
People talking about me and saying takes like that, you know, that I don't like it when people fight in hockey there. Well, that's not the case. I really like it a lot there. I just don't like it when people that made their living fighting, you know, come up there and start talking about takes like that, you know, like got fight, you know, head hurts and fall down, go boom, you know, that kind of stuff. And everybody's all pissed off at me, you know. So listen up here. I tell you about a few things there that I don't like. I don't like kittens. Yeah, I know they look all soft and cuddly there, but trust me, you got those razor sharp talons there. They'll take your eye out with a flick of the wrist, I tell you. Yeah, cute little kittens there. Yeah, I don't like them. Another thing I don't like it when I eat ice cream too fast there. You got one of them ice cream headaches. Oh, jeez, I tell you. I can't get rid of that pain there unless I have a glass of warm water. But sometimes when I have that ice cream there, oh, geez, it's good. Oh, I like that chocolate there with a little mint stripe in it. You know, that mint chocolate chip thing. Beauty. So if you're all sitting there waiting around for me to apologize, I'm not going to apologize. But I'll say this. Got a beauty.
That 50, it's good for what ails you.
A-L-E?
E-I-E-I-O. What are you talking about?
It's good for what ails you.
Yeah!
Yes. Very well put. Yeah.
Seriously. Those call-ups did wonders.
If you're still listening, you deserve this.